Welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman. I'm radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a special community of bloggers and podcasters that are capturing the heart of America. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that's just right for you. Now, most research about success in the workplace studies personality traits, but our very special guest today, David Sturt, took a different approach. He studied great work itself, under what conditions it happens, and what people are doing when they produce it. His New York Times bestselling book, Great Work, Making a Difference People Love, published by McGraw-Hill, is based on the world's largest ever study of award-winning work. So welcome, David. Thanks for being here.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Now, what exactly is great work? Why not define that for our listeners quickly?
Sure. Great work is really the work that lives above good work. You know, we all do good work. We all are required to do certain things as part of our job descriptions. That's what I consider expected or good work. Great work sits above that. Great work is that work we do that actually ends up making a difference that people end up loving.
So it's the work that takes you above and beyond. You do something that's unexpected. Maybe you do something without having to be told to do it. And yes, you have an end result of people just loving what you've created and what you've done. So that's awesome. Now, for great work, how do you recognize great work? And what did your research reveal about what people are actually doing while they are accomplishing great work?
It's a great question. You know, that was one of the core elements of our research, was to try to understand, after looking at thousands and thousands of examples where people were actually awarded for work that they had done, we discovered that there were some very common building blocks or elements that we saw showing up again and again, whether it be a janitor who was going above and beyond, or somebody in a healthcare organization, or somebody in a marketing job. We found these common elements that people are actually doing that seem to have huge impacts on their ability to produce results that were better than had been done before. And so we found five specific patterns that showed up again and again.
And what were some of those patterns, if you want to go into one or two of those?
Sure. One was what we call ask the right question. And this was something that we found fascinating, that when you ask people, where did this begin? Where did you have your first idea about this opportunity where you could make an improvement or gain an efficiency or win a sale or whatever it is that they were doing that was different from the norm? And we found that they were asking themselves some interesting questions. They were focusing on, what is it that people would really love here? And I'll give you just a brief example that from an interview we had. This was a man named Marty who had been an engineer and gone to work for, back then, a little company called Motorola. Now Motorola is obviously a huge company and a very successful one at that. But he went to work at Motorola, and he worked there for a number of years and then was given an interesting project. They asked him to create the next generation of a car phone. And at the time, this was in the early 1970s. And he, instead of just jumping in with his team and thinking, we'll just go to work on this, he stopped, he paused, and he asked himself a really important question. And that question was, why is it then when I want to call and talk to a person, I have to call a place? And that one question, and you think about it back then, you had to call an office or a home. And if he was going to build a car phone, then now they'd have to call a car. In order to do what they really wanted to do was talk to a person. And that one question changed the whole trajectory of his project. And he went back to his leadership team and said, you know what? I don't think this is the right thing. We've got to figure out how to create a phone where you can talk person to person. And Marty and his team then went to work hard on that and produced what became the very first cell phone. And now, obviously, there's 5 billion people on the planet that use a cell phone. But what is interesting, and it basically, this happened 40 years ago this year when he did this, but it points out a very interesting observation that when people ask the right question, it points them in the direction of a difference that they can make that people will really love.
Wow, that's a great story. Just from asking himself that one question, then we have a cell phone. That's crazy. I know the way the cell phones are these days. I mean, that is really insane that our cell phones, everyone's got it, like you said, in our pocket. They wouldn't be here unless Marty asked himself that question. Why can't I just call somebody and talk to somebody versus talking to somebody else and somebody else and somebody else? Wow. So that's great. So ask yourself a question. That's one of the trends. What is another trend that you found when you were doing this huge study?
Sure. Another one is talk to your outer circle. And this was something we saw in the research. You know, we all have our go-to people. We all have our inner circle of friends, right? You think about people that may be not all of your family members, but one or two of them that you go to when you have a particular thing you want to talk about, or a close group of friends at work. So we all have this tight inner circle. And while they're trusted and you can have conversations with those people, it tends to be that we have the same kinds of conversations with those people that are sort of over and over again. Our inner circle thinks like us. They talk like us very, very frequently. But what we found in our research was the best ideas out there for doing great work in the job you have right now, it come from talking to people in your outer circle. These are people who you don't usually talk to very often about specific work things that you're trying to get done. And the fresh ideas that come from conversations in your outer circle are hugely beneficial in helping you come up with fresh thinking and new ideas and creative ideas that can help you make a difference in the job you have right now.
So that leads me to a question, David. Why is this book, Great Work, so important? You said, right, that you can make a change right in the job you have right now, so you don't need to transition away from this career that you're in or the company that you're working for to accomplish great work. What do you want to leave with our listeners about Great Work, the book, and how they can just get it done?
Sure. And that's a great question. That was one of the big ahas for me. As we have literally looked at and reviewed thousands and thousands of examples, one of the big takeaways for me were these were regular people in regular jobs. They didn't quit their job to go and do some amazing thing. They found a way in the job they had to make a difference. And every one of these, like Marty even, I mean, here's the guy who invents the cell phone, for goodness sakes. It was his day job that he was doing, and he found a way to make a difference. And again, when we spoke with him and interviewed him, he said, I had no idea it would go as big as it did. But you know what? That's true of all of these people who are making a difference. In the job you have right now, you can find ways to make a difference. You can find ways to do something that people will love. What does that end up doing for you? You find meaning in your work. You find purpose in your work. You find opportunities to feel fulfilled in the job that you have right now. And ultimately, what does that do for your career? When you're making a difference, you get noticed. When you get noticed, other opportunities begin to come to you. And so you have lots of opportunities in your, and it may be in your work life, it may be in your family life, in your community. There are just lots and lots of ways and places where we can make a difference if we don't just think that the job we're hired to do are just the things on our job description. If we reshape our jobs, we have opportunities to do things that may surprise ourselves in what we are capable of doing.
Well, David, you've given our listeners so many good pieces of advice. And for more information on David Sturt, all of our listeners, you can get a sneak peek of his New York Times bestseller, Great Work, which is published by McGraw-Hill, at his website, greatwork.com.
Thank you, Stacey. It's been a pleasure.
And this podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm Annie Jennings PR and the creator of JenningsWire Online Magazine, a diverse community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers that share helpful and perhaps life-changing posts and podcasts. So please enjoy more on JenningsWire.com and discover the bloggers that could be perfect for you. Till next time.